Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Oh, you weren't kidding. You mean you really got to get up on this guy. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I guess the other option is backing off and putting on my teacher voice. No.
Okay, so Brian, you were telling us your life story, and now we have 17 minutes that I know. Anyway, so tell us your story in a brief, abbreviated version.
So similar to our previous guest there, I was involved in tech for a long time, back in the wild, wild west days of the 90s when nobody needed any actual education to do the job. I mean, if you could strip down a computer, then you were hired and probably made CTO within 3 months. You know, I did really well there for about 10 years. It was a good career. The highest position I ever held was with MySpace.com, where I handled all of the corporate infrastructure, and my boss handled the actual website. And in 2003, the bottom dropped out of the market, and there were 50,000 people, and I wish that were an exaggeration, who were looking for work just like I was, and there weren't a lot of positions. And I spent a long time on boards like Monster at the time, submitting resumes and hoping to God I could get callbacks. And, you know, I got a girlfriend, I got a new baby, living at my mom's house. It was a very scary time, and I couldn't get callbacks. It was the scariest thing ever. I had been in the industry for 10 years. I'd never had a problem finding a job. If I ever got bored with a job, I'd just go out and look for a new job, and in 2 weeks I could have a new job. And here I couldn't even get callbacks. 16, 17 months passed by, and I finally got a recruiter to sit down and kind of explain to me what was going on. And because there were so many people who were out of work, and because they were all applying for the same kind of job that I was, they were applying these filters to the information that you had put online, because this was all very new in 2003, 2004. And the first filter they put on was, does this candidate have a college degree? And I'm not a liar. I never said I did. And as a result, I never got a call back. So it was pretty quick to determine from there that I needed to get some kind of college degree, right, so that I could at least say yes to that, you know, and then maybe my experience would speak for itself.
Other than just being able to dismiss.
Yeah, you know, at least I could maybe get my foot in the door. And so I went to De Anza College in Cupertino, California, and I had no idea what I wanted to do, but I knew that I was, I think it was 29, 30. I'm going back to college, and I really didn't do well at college the first time through, and I'm looking through the different degrees and everything, and the one thing that I could see for sure that I was gonna need was 4 units of physical education. And this absolutely blew my mind, because I'm like, we're in college! Why does it matter how many push-ups I can do, right? This is my thinking, right? You know, as I'm thinking high school physical education. But I looked at the classes and everything, and lo and behold, there was this 4-unit introduction to massage class that was offered. And I said to myself, gosh, you know, after my parents split up, I spent a lot of time working on my mom's shoulders. And she always had said that I had good hands. And, you know, over the course of, you know, the intervening years, I had worked on a few people, not in any sort of professional capacity, but they had said that I had good hands. And so I took the class, and I got to tell you, it was absolutely transformative. I immediately took to it. It was incredibly challenging. I mean, in that first introduction to massage class, the first thing you did was not, I mean, well, in the lab, the first thing that we did, of course, was work on Swedish massage. But in the didactic part of the course, you were set forth to memorize every bone in the body. And then you were tested on it in like a week and a half. And that was a lot of information to memorize in just that short amount of time. And it worked for me, you know, and I did really well. And then we had to go on and we had to learn all the major muscle groups. right? And then it was like origins and insertions and functions, and are they an antagonist or an agonist? And it was like, holy cow. And I really had the opportunity to be in a really well-timed educational place at De Anza, because I got to study under some of what today are the greatest, I think, in the area of massage and physical therapy. Dr. Jeff Foreman, if memory serves correctly, he actually is the chairman of the California Massage Therapy Council right now. He's written several books. He's just an amazing individual. Dr. Kathy Wasowski, who actually was up here at Stanford for a very long time. She's a physical therapist. She taught sports, trauma orthopedic type massage, and is a physical therapist herself. And they saw something in me that even at that time I didn't see in myself. And they made sure that, you know, they kept leading me along. They kept telling me, you know, hey, look at this. Read this book, you know, or take a look at this technique, you know. And I got to tell you, it blew me away. And I started the program in 2005. And around that time, we actually were expecting baby number two. My girlfriend, now my wife, and baby number two is here. So as soon as I had enough units to start work, and back in 2006, I think it would be. I mean, that wasn't a lot. In Mountain View, it was we didn't have a state governing board for massage therapy, so each municipality, each city, managed its own requirements and reporting. And in Mountain View, the requirements and reporting were very, very small. So I opened up my business, and I found a chiropractor who was willing to sublease me space, Dr. Lisa Devlin, in Mountain View. And I started Dragon Touch Massage, still very into dragons, and it seemed nice to incorporate some of the more Eastern aspects of massage that appealed to me strongly in the course of education. And I was up there. I went back to school and finished my degree in 2009. Graduated. I have an associate's degree in massage therapy, which is, not everybody in the world can say they've had that much training in massage. And then from there, because of the work I had done in shiatsu and my own background in studying Asian culture and martial arts, I enrolled at Five Branches University in San Jose, California. And entered into their master's program for traditional Chinese medicine. And that was a trip. That was like the hardest thing that I've ever done.
So when you went into the, what year did
you start? I started the massage program at De Anza in 2005, I started Five Branches in 2009. Oh my God, no. Oh my God, no. Nope. I thought, so one of the requirements to get into Five Branches, and I had been planning this beforehand, you know, they want you to take a quarter of mandarin, right? Or maybe it was even a semester. I can't remember if I had to do one or two rounds at De Anza. And I got to tell you, I mean, I thought I knew at least a little bit, right? And then I came in that first week, I got to tell you, I mean, I almost had a nervous breakdown. That first semester at Five Branches was so hard. I really, really had to, you know, put my head down and just, you know, convince myself, look, you're going to get through this. You know, you don't get it necessarily right now, but you're gonna, you know, don't give up on this. And, you know, looking back, I mean, you know, I should have studied a little bit more Mandarin. There's a little hint to people out there, you know, the acupuncture points, you know, I shorthand refer to them by channel and number, right? But they all have names, right?
Names often say, like,
exactly.
Located or what they do.
Yes. Yes. Like San Yin Jiao. That's one that I remember. I love San Yin Jiao. Spleen 6, right? And San is 3. Yin is the reference to the channel. And Jiao is crossing. And the reason why they call it that is because the 3 yin channels of the leg all cross at that one point. It's like a 3-for-1. If you know Mandarin, this is all easy. And it comes into even sharper focus when we start talking about the herbs, right? Oh, my God. Or the formulas. Woo! And they have to study even more now. They have to study even more than when I took the test in 2014. I think we had 324 single herbs and 81 formulas. And I think they're almost, I think they're over 90 formulas now. I can't even imagine it. So if you had a favorite of the three ancient progenitors of traditional Chinese medicine, was yours Shenong or who was yours? I'm a fan of Huangdi. It drives some of my Chinese friends crazy because whenever I mention him, I always thump my chest and I'm like, my boy Huangdi. Tasting them. This goes to the kidney, you know. Trust me, over the years, I have heard people make some of the most unusual pronunciations of my name. And I'm like, it's just Rye and Singer. Just Rye, Singer. Put it together. Boom. Yes. It's far as I remember, I think it's near the Austrian border is sort of where the family is from. But came over in the 1850s to avoid new wealth taxes, I think, and conscription laws. There was a large migration of Germans around that time. And since the fastest way to get people inland at the time was the Great Lakes, we all wound up in Minnesota and Wisconsin. And oh, yeah, don't you know? I own a clinic in South San Jose in the Almaden Valley neighborhood. Zip code is 95120. It's Dow Wellness and Acupuncture Center, and that's located at www.dowwellness.com. We just got a brand new website up 2 weeks ago now. A lot of new information available up there. My specialties primarily lie in pain management. That's where my specialization certifications have come in for both massage and acupuncture. I provide comprehensive service, and I have a really strong track record for helping people manage a variety of chronic and acute pain conditions. Now, that being said, the nice thing about being an acupuncturist is that we have specializations, but we're also great generalists, right? And there are other areas where you're going to shine. Like, you know, I swore I didn't want to end up doing, like, women's health and stuff like that, but it turns out I'm actually really good at it. You know, I have a keen ability to chase away hot flashes. Who knew? I didn't. but I've also, you know, I've done work on patients as young as 4 months old and as old as 92. Like one of my favorite things, and a lot of people, you know, out there in radio land, you might not know that acupuncture can actually treat pretty much everything from the common cold to you've had a stroke and everything in between. And one of the most amazing things I've learned is a 4-point acupuncture protocol that resets the body's circadian rhythm and cures jet lag. And that one is pretty amazing. And it's very non-invasive. It's very quick. It's very easy. Most patients will fall asleep in the treatment. You know, it's just 4 little needles. And then they wake up and they go about their day. And then they just go to bed at the normal time. And it doesn't matter. Again, this was like the 4-month-old baby. You know, had fallen asleep on the plane back from Ankara. Was it? No, not Ankara. Somewhere in Turkey. And had slept the whole way home, 17 hours. Got home and body clock was completely reversed. Parents were terribly desperate.
Sorry, I'm sorry to abruptly end this, but we need to get out of here and that being a commission can't take over the airwaves. You're listening to the Brian will be back to continue this conversation in the future. More information on that later.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for the invite and thank you for the time.